raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a great offer on a new Honda and be on your way to remote beach weekends, deep forest discoveries, and sunsets next to a campfire that you built yourself. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda CR-V, Ridgeline, or the all-new 2022 Civic.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Excludes Civic Type R. See dealer for financing details.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Yes, 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 yes. What's the damn deal, baby? Episode 184 with the Bizzle Man in the building. Woo! Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, especially you, the real dads out there handling your business. Dr. Bridges, how you feeling, sir, on this fine Father's Day?
Feeling great, man. Full of love, you know what I'm saying? Four of six of my children here with me the other night. It was pretty awesome. Shout out to Anaya and James, you know what I'm saying, out there in LA. They couldn't make it, but you know, we still showing love, you know what I'm saying? I got lots of Father's Day, happy Father's Day texts and DMs and emails and all that good stuff. So it's all love, man. I'm feeling good. It's hot as hell in the valley, literally and figuratively. Right? It's hot out here. Well, nobody want to come to the valley right now for two reasons. All right, we're going to talk about one a little later, but one for sure is this damn heat. Benny, it's 115 degrees outside. All right?
Good God almighty, the devil's furnace.
I literally saw the devil walking around with a big gulp, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't take it, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't take
a red big gulp. He's like,
he had on shades, an umbrella hat and a big gulp. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't take it. He said, it's hot as hell out here. And he was walking with the Arizona State mascot, right? And he had the trident in hand. It's hot. It's hot, right? It's hot. You know it's hot when you slide through the city and you don't see no bums out. You know it's hot as hell.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
The bums is chilling. The bums is up on the bridges and chilling. And shout out to them, man. And, look, I gave a bum like $15 today, bro. I was like, man, take your ass somewhere and sit down, bro. Like, I don't want nothing to happen to you, man. Like, God damn, it's hot. So, other than that, man, it's feeling good. It's just another beautiful day. Blessed, like I said, full of love. You know what I'm saying? Happy, you know what I'm saying? My son's got a W today. First game of West Conference Finals. We're going to talk a little more about that in a minute. But you are watching, listening to. If you listen to the podcast version, this is JB and Benny Blue Review. Episode 184? Question mark?
184, baby. That's right.
184.
That's right.
So, again, what is this, our sixth live stream? Is that what it is?
Man, who knows? I think it's probably like number 10, something like that. But, man. Sundays.
You know, I always lose count. Yeah. You know, I always lose
count. Now we on Sundays.
We on Sundays. Yeah, we was doing it on Wednesdays before. My little work schedule changed, you know what I'm saying? So now we're doing it on Sundays, and here we are, you know what I'm saying? 6:30 on the West Coast, 9:30 on the East Coast. Hope y'all doing well out there on the East Coast. Stay with us for about an hour. We're going to rock it out, talk a little shit. What up, Flex? You know what I'm saying? If you listening, watching, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Again, we talking Suns, baby. Got to have it. We love it. Holler at us on all social media platforms at JB and Benny Blue Review. Like us, subscribe to us on YouTube, 5 stars on iTunes.
Please.
Instagram, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. Black Planet, you know what I'm saying? MySpace.
Hey, still on there, goddammit.
All that, you know what I'm saying? We on all that, you know what I'm saying? Google Play, whatever you want to do, Spotify. We on all that, man. We doing all that. And shout out to our website. You can get some merch, bro. All right. Don't forget about the merch, man. Look, we got all kind of merch. We got the OG JB and Benny Blue shirts. We got the dad hats. You know what I'm saying? We got the We Need Us. We got the Super Collar. We got the Don't Be Dumb for the OGs. You know what I'm saying? That's only for the strictly for the OGs. The Don't Be Dumb. All right. Of course, we got the We Need Us. That's love right there. The Iron Ain't Lying. They ain't never doing that in the Bird Gang all day. And we got our Super Collar shirts. Soon to come. We got to get a D-Book shirt made. We got to get a Rally the Valley. We got to get a We Are the Valley. You know what I'm saying? What I got to do, Benny, is I got to get a patented son's catchphrase for us, right? So I'll think of something.
Okay.
And then we're going to get it on the shirt, and then that's going to be that. And we're going to get it up, and we're going to start advertising, folks, and get your merch, man. Get your merch. Holler at us. It's made to order. Shout out to Trends Collab. The homies over there, they do a great job. The shirts are beautiful. They feel great. The dad hats are quality. They got big buckets, and they got the long straps. You know what I'm saying? All the things that matter for dad caps. Mm-hmm. But Benny, what's cracking? You know what I'm saying? Right. What's going on? What's going on out there in La La Land, man?
Well, what's going on?
Besides Mad L's being taken.
Oh, them L's for the clip show. As friend of the show, Marcellus Wiley would say, "Clip City, Chip City, not so fast, my friend." Yeah, man. What's going down is that LA is having to embrace the fact that, hey, man. You know, the Clippers, for the first time in franchise history, I couldn't believe this, J-Bad. I had to look this up yesterday. For the first time in franchise history, they are in the Western Conference Finals after coming oh so close with a gentleman that is now a part of your squad, CP3, who we're going to get into in a moment. But yeah, if you want to sponsor us, man, get at us, jbandbennylevy@gmail.com. We have sponsorship opportunities for the live stream, as well as the podcast, as well as social media. Was our email newsletter. And listen, we know folks are falling in. It's Sunday. If you want to tap in with us, drop in a comment or question now. We will get to it over the course of this fine broadcast, we promise you, and all that good stuff. But of course, before we get into all that, we got to handle some quick business. Get at our friends here, man, savagecbd.com. Use the promo code review, 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. Plus, look at them marking down them tinctures, man. They got the peach pear, they got the lemon lime, they got the strawberry citrus cartridge. They got a lot of shit for the CBD. I like the balms myself, you know, rub it into some tight muscles, you know what I mean? It shit helps, man. Rub it in, baby. And, of course, they live that savage life, so tap in with our friends over at savagecbd.com. All the links are going to be in our post, so you can always use our affiliate link to get that deal, man, because they already got the deals on top of deals. So tap in with them. But, yeah, man, we got to get to it. The Suns have taken game one, JB, and we'll pull up the goddamn highlights right now. We were talking about it a little bit in our patented production meeting, but give the reviewers your overall assessment of what you saw in game one as we check out some of the highlights.
I saw a team, and I said in our production meeting, Benny, I learned something new about the Suns every time I watch them, man. But one thing that I heard Monty Williams say, and I love it, is poise. You see more of that in our team every time we play. You see poise. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. All right. If we do something, short memory, and we back on. Right. It's like, of course, the Clippers are never going to lay down and die. Right. Everybody's saying Suns in four. I'm saying Suns in five because I feel like Kawhi's going to come back for one game. And it's probably going to be in LA, and he's going to brave it, and they're going to end up winning it barely. Right. But for us, again, that's just more fight. Right. That's just more fight. CP3 will be back here pretty soon. Probably going to be for game two. I'm pretty sure they're going to lift that thing. If he's doing everything he's doing properly and he gets a negative COVID test, then he's going to be back, right? So he'll probably be minute restricted. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Second game is what it is, right? Of course, he's going to have to get back in shape, if you will, you know what I'm saying? Because from what I understand, that thing ain't no joke. But he ain't really had no big-time symptoms, and that's the beautiful part about it from what I hear. I got some insiders telling me good things about this. He ain't really got no big-time symptoms. He just has a positive COVID test. So he'll be back soon. But other than that, man, Aiden playing good ball. Our role players, man, guys like Craig, you know what I'm saying, stepping up and doing great things when they're in there. Johnson, Payne, of course, You know, he always brings the pain, no pun intended. And then Solich, like, but I said this a few episodes ago when we had my man Flex on, right? These are going to be names that you're going to hear that are going to help us be successful, right? We are a team. And that's what people don't understand. That's what people don't realize. So everybody hollering about Clippers and Stars and PG-13 and Kawhi, and I get it. Man, we're a team, right? We're a team, and you get the same brand of basketball every time we touch the court. Now, the only time we lose, and I said this before, is when we miss our shots. But if you notice, that's right, Kev, if you notice, we ain't been missing our shots. So whatever Monty them doing, man, and a shout-out to the veteran leadership, you know what I'm saying, CP3, my man, what's man's name? I can never think of his name, but Driz. I want to call him Crawford all the time.
Jay Crowder. Yeah, Jay Crowder put up 13 today. Yeah,
right. So
D Book at 40. Ooh wee.
But that's the thing. You let the star be a star, right? And he does it effortless. Now, one thing I like about him is he started to pick up that mid-range jumper, right? So that penetration, that dribble penetration, and boom, that step back, and next thing you know, it's money almost every time. Very reminiscent of CP3. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about controlling a game now, man. You know what I'm saying? If we can get Book to the same mindset as CP3, CP3 will be back soon, right? So we ain't going to just need that. But going forward in the future, we can get Book in that same mindset to learn how to control and manage that game with the skill that he has with that short-range jumper. Please. Man, trouble bubble. This thing is going to be nasty, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting because, you know, the Clippers were kind of shot out of a cannon, only coming off a 2-day turnaround. But, you know, clearly, the Suns under Monty had a great week of practice because they were focused, knowing that they're going to be without CP3. Obviously, the Clippers have a different situation where they're out, they're missing Kawhi from the injury. But, man, Devin Booker put up a triple-double today. I mean, shit, he had
his first triple-double ever.
Crazy. Yeah, 40 points, 11 assists, 30. He led the team in boards. DeAndre Ayton in 9 boards. He put up 20. And I could see, look, if you look at the stat sheet, bro, Mikal Bridges, your cousin, Mikal Bridges, 14 points. Jay Crowder, 13. Ayton with 20. Book with 40. Cameron Payne, 11. Cameron Johnson, 12. Even Torrey Craig had 8. And a lot of those 8 were clutch. And I noticed that they won the game to me because they got most of the second possessions. After they missed, they got the rebound. And in this type of basketball, that's exactly what you need. I mean, you know, the Clippers are going to get hot. Reggie Jackson had a pretty decent game. I mean, shit, even fucking Boogie came off the bench just trying to fucking yam that shit on fucking Sarge and shit. But nonetheless, it wasn't quite enough, even though PG put up 34.
Right.
So 120 to 114. So, and I've been watching Shot to Flex. Follow him at Flex from Jersey, part of the KSRN Arizona family. I've been watching his Twitter closely because I know he gets good info too. So apparently the deal with CP3 is that I guess he has to have 2 negative tests in 2 24-hour blocks. Is that right? Is that what you're hearing? Is the breakdown?
That's just kind of like standard procedure. But again, I think it's Bush League, to be completely honest with you, because LeBron, they didn't do him like this, and then they didn't do Harden like this as well. So I think it's Bush League. Now, mind you, he did, you know what I'm saying, have a positive test, so it's a little different, right? But, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, from the dribble, it was already talk about him missing, you know what I'm saying, without them even really knowing what the hell was going on. So, you know, LeBron was at Drake's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead air, right? Dead air, right? LeBron was at Drake's house, and your man's, you know what I'm saying, he was just like, yeah, I've been over there before, it's all good. Commissioner was like,
What are you missing exactly? Like, why are you like, come on, man? Like, for real? For a photo op? For the gram?
Yeah, what it is.
Is that what's happening? But, I do think they should. I mean, at this point, yeah. I mean, follow the protocol, whatever you got to do. But CP3, I'm really hoping that he's going to be back for game 2. But now, moving on to potentially what could happen here in the East. So the Bucks beat the Nets in Game 7. A lot of people thought, you even tweeted about this, JB. Follow them at YouKnowMeBIG. Even we're talking about this, the Brooklyn Nut Riders, as it were. People were saying that Brooklyn was going to win, but the Bucks got it done. I'm curious, man. Do you feel like now that the Bucks got past the Nets, do you feel like this is gonna be a Bucks Suns finals? Like, what is your gut telling you?
Well, honestly, see, Philadelphia is so streaky and so weird. Like, I don't even know what's going on with that game right now. They're playing right now, but if Philly comes out of there, okay. Just to be completely honest with you, I feel like it's the Bucks to lose. To be real. Because if Atlanta advances, I don't think that they're big enough or strong enough to fight with the Bucks. And then, of course, if Philly, they're so inconsistent, right? Like, and I told you, and I said this in previous episodes, we talk about basketball, inconsistency will not win you anything, right? So, at this point, yeah, the East is just inconsistent. I mean, the Bucks did what they had to do to get past the Nets. Shout out to Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? I tweeted. I respect him as highly as a player. I mean, he left it all out there. I watched the game. It was a battle. Battle Royale. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. Right? And just to see him airball a three at the end of the game, man, just was a testament to how tired that man was and how much he laid it out there. So, shout out to them. But at the same time, I feel like the Bucks. First of all, the Bucks could have won it without, you know, saying going overtime because the hell was Lopez doing in the corner? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what, bro? Like, you could have shot the ball up, anything. It could have been a rebound, offensive rebound. Like, the game could have been over right then and there. Right? But either way it goes, shout out to Giannis and the Bucks. They got the job done. Now they're sitting and waiting on whoever's going to be the victor out of this Atlanta Hawks and the Philadelphia 76ers game is going on right now. I think the Hawks are up at, like, 3 when I just looked at ESPN. But yeah, it very well could be a Bucks Suns final. I don't think nobody gonna beat us. Period. I just think
I would tend to agree.
I just think we're built too well. I think the brand of basketball that we play is championship basketball, right? It's defense based. We don't depend on one guy to lead us, right? Whoever chooses to take the reins for that particular game is that guy, and we're gonna ride him and let him do his thing and let him be hot. Just like Book today, let them be hot. And then everybody did their job. Poise. Again, that word comes up, poise. And it's beautiful to watch. So, yeah, very well could be Bucks and Suns. Like, man, when the hell does that ever happen?
Like, right. After the world ends, apparently, when it all comes back, those are the teams you get.
Right,
but
exactly.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, if you look at the stat line here from that last game, I mean, KD had 48. And, I mean, you know, I think the way I look at the Nets this year is like, it's like when you're in a situation, whether it's sports or just like a social situation, or a prime example, when you're growing up, middle school, high school, whatever the case may be, you know when you had a class and you walk in for the first, like, the whatever they call it, the orientation syllabus type shit at the beginning of the year, you walk into class, you're not exactly sure who's in it, and you walk in and it's like two of, like, your best friends, and you walk in the door like, oh shit,
right,
like, you're hyped,
right.
Like, you're hyped that they're in there. That doesn't always lend itself to the best learning environment. You might have a great time, but you might not get a whole lot done. That's how I kind of look at the Nets, where I feel like they probably kind of thought that, listen, if we just get ourselves there, the rest of it will take care of itself. And I don't think that they counted on the time that they needed for chemistry as it matched to their health. Because, I mean, look at the series. Kyrie got fucked up. Hard was in and out, but, like, he wasn't really, like, I mean, he put up 22, which is still 22, but, like, it's fucking James Harden. Like, he should be knocking on KD's number. And you're right with KD. KD has proven, even though all their personalities aren't quite like quote-unquote alpha, they have the skill level to be like, yo, if I need to take over, I'll take over. And I think KD proved in the series that, like, he's the number one guy, James Harden's the number two guy, and Kyrie's the number three guy. And that's how it's got to be if they want to make this shit work. Because they got Joe Harris, they got Bruce Brown, they got guys around them.
Right.
But I think this is the year where they probably kind of thought that it was going to be a little bit easier than it was. And
they really,
I mean,
They had that. And everybody, Benny, that's why I tweeted that about, you know what I'm saying, the Meat Riders. Y'all can hop off now, because everybody kind of felt like when they teamed up, it was like, oh, shit. That game, championship won already, right? On paper, they don't want a championship, but when it's all said and done, you got to play, right? And you got to play a whole season. And like you said about chemistry, for me to see that, those three guys on one team, I'm like, what? Like, who, what? Like you talking about clash of personalities. You talking about weird energies. You talking about all of these things, right? The only thing that they have in common is they're all ballers. Like, they can all ball. Point blank, period. Like, other than that, of course, I call them all beta males, and to me, they are. Fake tough guys is a better
personality term. Wise, yeah. I think that's a fair statement. Basketball wise, no. They're the highest of the high.
Right.
But personality wise, yeah, they need therapy. Like, that's no, and that's just the truth.
And that just is what it is. And then of course, like I said, I was using the term fake tough guys, and that's what they are to me, right? You got Blake Griffith, who's please.
Said Blake Griffith.
Yeah, Blake Griffin, Griffith, Peter Griffith's son. Right. So you got Blake Griffin. You got Kyrie,
O'Brien.
You know what I'm saying? You got KD and you got Harden, right? And all of them are front runners.
So yeah, they're definitely front runners.
When everything's popping, oh, it's love, right? But when things are, when the chips are down, who you gonna lean on, right? And it's like, yeah, KD can score. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know that, but who's gonna lead though, right? Scoring ain't leading. You know what I'm saying? So. Who's going to lead? So to keep that together, which I don't see it happening, I feel like Kyrie some kind of way is going to want to jump ship like he's shown in the past. He's going to want to leave there. He's going to want to go somewhere where he can be the man just because. He might even go to fucking Sacramento or some shit. Who the fuck knows?
Right? Oh, man.
Who knows what this guy's going to do? Oof. But only time will tell. We got time now because they gone fishing.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I feel like the Nets are the 2021 Clippers, where when the Clippers show up to the bubble, they thought they're going to roll the ball out and they were going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. But now you're seeing what the quote-unquote pandemic P, playoff P, way off P, whatever the fuck they're calling him, he finds out, but like you said, it's kind of that thing. It's like, are you going to be a front runner or are you going to be a leader? And PG kind of got on his horse and started willing the team, and you could see it because they were lifting up Terrence Mann. You could see some of the other role players finally stepping up. So it's the lessons, I think, that the Clippers had to learn last year the hard way in the bubble that they're finding out now, which is why they're in the conference finals and why the Nets aren't in the conference finals.
Right.
And, I mean, you're right. Fucking Kyrie might take a fucking sabbatical and might go to Bali for a year. You don't really know.
He just had a kid, man. He just had a kid.
Yeah, right? You never know. From a personal perspective, if he wants to take time off for mental health or whatever, I completely support that. Just be real to your situation. Don't dip a toe in and do this and do that, but still go out there and play. If you really don't want to play, you could take a year off and come back, no problem.
Right.
That honestly, in a weird way, that actually might be good for your career. If he did that with someone like him, honestly, that might be good for his career.
Go make Uncle Drew 2. Like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's a great movie.
Just be all in. That's all we're asking. Right. Just be all in. You want to make Uncle Drew 2 fucking A New Legacy / Space Jam?
Right.
Do it. Be all in with that.
Right.
But conversely, looking at the Bucks, JB, what did Giannis do that we were both preaching last episode?
Attack, getting busy in the paint.
Finally.
Attack. You have to. You're not a 3-point shooter, right? Even though you have the skill to shoot a three every once in a while. Your back to the board game is not all that. What you are is you're a 6'10", as they call you, a Greek freak, right? Because he's a freak of nature. His first step is gigantic. It covers about 16 feet, right? He can handle the ball. He can jump. He can dunk. Oh, I mean, he's just big and physical. We said it on the last couple episodes. He's the closest physical specimen to LeBron James that the NBA has, right?
Basically.
And probably more so of a specimen because he's taller, right? So, you know, LeBron's just way more skilled than him. But you're talking about just attacking, barreling downhill, and being able to get the ball to the cup. Right, that's what he got to do. That's who he has to be. Right? At this point, all bets are off, right? You exhaust all budgets. It's time, right? There's nothing else to hold back for, right? It's time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So look, they're gonna be awaiting the winner of the Philly Hawks series, so we'll see what's good with that. I don't really think it matters who their matchup is. I think the Bucks can beat either team. Mm-hmm. But we'll see, and I do think it is gonna be a Suns Bucks finals. All right, folks, before we get into some review action news, again, we want to remind you, check out our fine folks sponsorship at savagecbd.com. Use promo code the review, or review rather, for 15% off free shipping on your first order. Bam, they got, oh my God, they got so much goodness. They got the tinctures, they got a bunch of shit. Oh my God, look at this. They got the cartridges, the pens, everything you need for your CBD needs, the gummies, if you're not into the inhaling persuasion. Hell, they even got lotions, baby. So tap in with our friends, savagecbd.com. Use the promo code REVIEW for 15% off that order. All right, let's get into it. Review reaction news. First and foremost, JB, this developed between the time of our last live stream and this one. College football playoff expansion. We've been talking about this for basically the history of this podcast, now podcast / live stream. They're expanding the idea to going into 12 games. Now, they're going to figure it out, I guess, in September. Now, obviously, this is going to involve, you know, six top-ranked conference champions are automatically in no matter where they're ranked. The top four ranked conference championships get a first-round bye. It makes sense. The other eight teams playing a first-round playoff game on the home sites of the higher-ranked teams also makes sense to me. The quarterfinals are played in bowl game. There's no reseed. More on that later, they claim. The six-seed bowls have yet to be determined, but it's probably going to be like the BCS ones. Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Orange, right. Fiesta, all that shit.
Right.
The four-team college football playoff would then go on as we know of now. So essentially, if any of the top four seeds got to the national championship, it would play one extra game. The other eight seeds, if one got to the championship, would play two games. So it's basically top four get a bye, and then the eight, y'all duke it out to face those top four in the remaining games. So overall, what do you think? What are you thinking about the expansion?
I think it's dope, man. It gives some teams that, you know, the Cinderella stories, you know what I'm saying, that have those great years that you can always look back on and be like, man, remember that year. You know, this team was amazing and got into the BCS and got into the playoffs and made some noise. So, yeah, shout out to the NCAA for getting something right, college football right. Getting something right. So I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of teams that are, like, right there on the bubble of being really good. I mean, it's one game. It ain't like no series. It ain't basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's one. It ain't like professional basketball. It's more like college, and we love it like that. It's one damn game, right? So it's all on the line. Like you said, those eight teams that are duking it out to fight for those slots, to play those top four. Yeah, and then you think about the aspect of those four teams sitting, right? And how's your preparation, right? You're coming off a team that's going to be hot. They just played a game. They got in a routine. They got a regular schedule. They're going to boom, boom, boom. Here they go. Practice. Walk through. Next thing you know, they're back on the field, but they're hot, right? But you've been sitting and you've been practicing against yourself, right? So how's that going to work out? So, yeah, it's something to see now. It's going to be interesting, more interesting than people think. Of course, talent's going to take over at some point. Like the Alabamas are going to be, the Ohio States are going to be what they're going to be, right? But who knows? It's one game. Right, and again, that sitting for 2 weeks is it can hurt you more than help you in some situations.
Yeah, and also I think one of the biggest reasons why I think this is going to work is because I feel like, and we kind of almost talked about this when we did our episode talking about Coach Prime and how he's raising up, you know, HBCUs.
Right.
I feel like there's going to be certain programs, like I would say like UCF or Houston or different programs like that where they actually have these really good recruiting pipelines, and listen, JB, we've talked about it for better or for worse. The transfer portal is becoming more prevalent than it ever has. So cats that are four or five stars but are going to a top-level Power 5 program that are sitting behind four or five stars, them days where cats are going to redshirt and wait a year or two, them days are starting to dwindle. So a lot more of those cats, rather than doing the transfer portal thing, if there's more of a chance for them to play for a national championship, now you're going to see more of spreading the wealth and them going deeper into the SEC, deeper into the Big Ten, ACC, or like you said, some of these kind of Cinderella programs that maybe have a top-level coach that they're just trying to build over the case maybe, but they can get legit recruits. And if they get the eighth seed and they got a shot, hey, why not? Sons and foe, baby. That's right.
What up, D?
Yep. And listen, that might be the case. I mean, do you feel like that also? Not saying UCF is necessarily going to beat Alabama, but you never know. It might start to kind of.
It's one game.
It's a game.
And like what you're saying is that it's evening out the playing field a little bit for kids to say, okay, well, if I got the opportunity to still fight for a national championship, even if I go to this school, then I got a better opportunity at this school than I'm going to go to this school. So, yeah, it is. It's evening out the playing field. And as we see, if it's going to stick over the course of the next 3 or 4 years, we're definitely going to see that where a lot of these big-time 4- or 5-star recruits are going to start to go into other schools as opposed to the big four, if you will, right, the ones that are just like pick of the litter, the Bama's, Ohio State's, you know what I'm saying, the high-ranked SEC and ACC schools. So, I'm excited about it. I love the whole playoff picture for college. It's dope, and I look forward to seeing those teams that are, like you said, having those Cinderella seasons that get in there and they're going to make all kind of noise.
Yeah, and I think the argument for a long time that we've talked about on this podcast is that, well, if they're going to expand it, how many teams is it going to be? I honestly think 12 is the perfect number. Because right. 12 captures any – I feel like 12 can really get any team that could possibly even sniff a national championship. I feel like after 10, 12, nah, bruh. Like, right. if you're fucking Air Force and you trip and fall to the rank 24 –
right.
Cool. Great season for Air Force, but you're gonna get mashed out by anybody in this tournament.
Right. Right.
Exactly. You are. Like, so I feel like 12 is a sweet spot, especially teams that actually are legit good and well coached. Maybe in the WAC, the MAC, the right. AAF. Hell, Southern Miss to the top. They're doing some good recruiting. You never know.
Big
maybe you know what I mean.
Coach
you
Hall,
never know.
Get back to greatness. Get them
Come
back
on,
to
baby.
Greatness, baby. Let's get them back to greatness, and let's get the hell out of Conference USA.
Right, yeah, no shit. Honestly, I feel like it's coming, but another subject for another day.
Look, put us in the American something, bro. Like, let's make the old Conference USA, all right?
Yep. Yeah, and also, too, Trent, like you're talking about, you know, what we may see is finally that whole name, image, likeness thing come around in September where these cats can finally go to a fucking trading card signing at a car wash and not get suspended for the year. Like, get out of here.
Right.
It's their name and likeness.
Without Jesus. A doubt, man. Get off of them, NCAA. All right, get off of them.
All right, JB, speaking of ball, we've talked about this, and I'm going to make a point-counterpoint with this, but I definitely want to know your thoughts. So I know you saw it. Cole Beasley, the Cowboy, coming out, giving his public service announcement about why he's not going to get the vaccine. Did the classic iPhone notes. Some people gave it to him. Well, a lot of people gave it to him. And he had his reasons. And basically, the punchline of it is like, he wants to live his life. He doesn't want to get vaccinated. And he made some kind of analogies that don't really hold up, like shit with like seat belts and shit like that, where it's like, nah, that's not really how that works. Listen, my personal opinion on this is like, one part of it is it's your choice. But also, Cole, you got to accept the consequences. Not so much of them trying to force you to get the vaccine, but if you happen to get the shit and infect other people. But that's my thought. Right. Shibby, what do you think about
this? No, it's more so about the protective aspect of it than them trying to force you to get a vaccine. The NFL is a product, right? And this is a case where it's one bad apple can spoil the bunch, right? So this stuff spreads like wildfire. Like Benny just said, if you happen to get it, it's more so about protecting those around you, which is, I had a conversation with a young lady, you know what I'm saying, and she really made it make sense to me. She's basically the medical school, right? You know what I'm saying? She was just like, it's not a, she said, if you have a situation where you're around a bunch of healthy people all day, she was like, I wouldn't get vaccinated either. Right, but if you have older people in your family that run the risk of getting this and it can take them out, then yeah, it's just a situation where you're protecting. You're a young, healthy person. You can get the vaccination. And if you do get sick, your antibodies are going to fight it. Right? You're going to be okay. So I've said it from the dribble. It's your prerogative. If you get it, get it. If you don't, don't. And this is what it is, right? We don't need your amen or your lack of amen. We don't need all that, bro. Like, right. Just what you're going to do with your life is what you're going to do with your life. At this point, the NFL is not making anybody get a vaccination, right? So it is what it is, bro. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated, right? And if you don't, then shut the fuck up and go on, live your life. Fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that was the whole thing why it was dumb, why he called it a public service announcement. You weren't serving the public. You were just talking about your own personal I hate when people do that shit. Like they put it on Instagram, like public service announcement, I'm a bad bitch. It's like, that's not a fucking public service announcement. That's you talking your shit, which is fine, but you're not serving the public. I hate when people misuse words, especially shit like that.
And then you know how I feel about that, Benny. It's like self-proclamation. I'm not
right. Exactly.
You can't call yourself a bad bitch. Somebody else got to call you a bad
bitch. A legend in your own mind. Word to Gil Scott Heron. But yeah, the argument that he made on the second page, that long ass typed out thing, was him taking care of his immune system, which you've talked about. I've talked about a little bit, but more so you. And I get it. I think that's the best protection against COVID is taking care of yourself, because the majority of the people who died, yes, they died of COVID, but they typically were dealing with heart disease. They were obese. There was other ailments it was gas on a fire, and unfortunately took them out. And that is the unfortunate reality of it. But like you were just saying, Cole, it's not about you not getting it. You might get it, and the way you take care of yourself, you might barely feel that you have it, brother.
Right.
But if your old ass grandma or aunt comes over, she might not be so fortunate. So that's all we're saying, dude. Live your truth, but don't sit here and write this rant, the self-serving rant, like, oh, you're trying to take away my rights. It's like, no, bro, it's about protecting other people, man. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Empathy, baby. So if you're not going to get vaccinated, just be careful. That's all we're saying.
I can see him with an American flag bandana on, you know what I'm saying, with no shirt on, with some cutoff shorts and some boots on while he was typing that, right?
Yeah.
With a dip in his mouth.
Right, yeah. Sounds about on brand, but hey, Cole, stay healthy, have a good season, all that.
Right.
Listen, we try to avoid it. We've talked about it on air and off air, but damn it, I need you to cut a promo on, you know, someone who, quite frankly, is not a friend of the show. Logan Paul's talking crazy. He's trolling. He wants Mike Tyson. And he was on his podcast saying, bro, he's old. JB?
First of all, bro. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, all you idiots. Like, stop chasing money. That's all they're doing is chasing money. Right? They're not in this for the love of the sport. All they're doing is chasing money.
And
they're trying to get it back. Right, and clout, of course, that, you know what I'm saying, that comes with the money, right? Basically, you chasing money, you chasing clout. That's kind of is what it is. Stop playing, bro. Right, stop playing. Honestly, a 50-plus-year-old Mike Tyson would beat the dog shit out of this dude, right? So, be careful what you wish for, right? Be careful what you wish for, because there's levels to this shit, big-time levels to this shit. Now, you flaw Floyd Mayweather, and he's a 40-plus-year-old man, but Floyd Mayweather ain't never had the power that Mike Tyson got, right? Never in his life. Mike Tyson's knocked out 260-pound men, right? And in his prime, I get it. But still, just watching him fight our man's Roy Jones, and they're holding back, and then some of the shots that he was giving Roy and holding him back, like, if he would have let go on some of them shots, Jesus Christ, right? The power,
right?
The man is still there. Like, don't be dumb, bro, and stop with the stupid shit. America, I get it. You like dumb shit. Right? You love dumb shit. I understand. I get it. Please stop giving people who are irrelevant, stop giving them relevancy. Like, Logan Paul is a fucking YouTuber, right? His brother is a fucking YouTuber. That's great that they made that money being fucking idiots. That's their prerogative. That's their business. They got their bread. That's cool. But now you're tapping into a world that you really not prepared for, right? They keep fighting, you know what I'm saying, people who they know that they can kind of compete with and contend with, picking on older fighters. Like, come on, fam. Like, you really want to get to this? Right? You really want to get out? Start to talk to some people who are really active in the game right now. Like, start to really challenge people who are really fighting for fucking WBC and so on and so forth belts. Start challenging them motherfuckers. Right? Stop chasing old people and doing things for money. You really want to box? You a heavyweight fighter? Call out Deontay Wilder, big dog.
Right.
Call out Deontay, because you 220, like, well, he about 215, 210, 220. That's heavyweight, right?
Yeah, he fought at 190. And that's and Logan Paul, that's the only reason why you didn't get knocked out by Floyd, because you can't. The one thing you give it credit for is the kid trains and he's building himself like fucking Drago.
Right,
so he got hit with shots by a dude at 160. Fight a cruiserweight. Hell, bro. You know what I'd love to see? You know what I'd love to see Logan Paul actually fight? Fight fucking Kovalev.
Yeah.
Fight Kovalev.
Yeah.
Now Kovalev had a really good career. He took some bad beats. You know, he lost Andre Ward and this shit kind of went downhill. But fight Kovalev at 190.
If you really for real about this, start challenging people who are right outside the game or that are still in the game that are active. If you want to make a name for yourself in boxing, challenge people who are really doing it.
Ooh, you know who I would love, and he would do it because the bag would be there. It's our guy, Andre Ward.
Oh my God,
Andre Ward.
Oh my God, A-Dub, get that boy that man, that for sure work. It would just be beautiful to watch, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I would love it.
Bing, 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 the bing, bing, bing.
You know what's funny? You know what's hilarious? I haven't watched the fight, but sometimes the highlights will come across my social media. I don't think we're talking about in our patent production meeting, but you talked about like in a street fight when your best friend is to jab, which is absolutely true.
Right.
Logan Paul, what the fuck? Why was your strategy to just throw uppercuts like this with no technique and then hold? Like Floyd was coming forward. He wasn't jabbing at all.
Right.
Because what the fuck?
But again, Benny, it's levels to this shit, bro. There's levels to this shit. I know a lot of dudes that can box, right? I know a lot of cats that can get in the ring and box. You know what I'm saying? Like literally, like I know a lot of them, right? That train and that fight and yada yada. I know a lot of them, but it's levels. I watched a fight last night, you know what I'm saying, when I was at Dave and Buster's, you know what I'm saying, Bar Louie, watching the game, they had like, and I guess it's like the Mexican version of top rank boxing, because Canelo had a fighter fighting, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like looking at these cats and I'm like, man, they look hella slow, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it was like, you know, these cats were there getting into the groove, probably, you know, 20, 25 fights in, you know what I'm saying? Probably three or four, you know what I'm saying? As pros, like, but it's levels to this shit, bro. These dudes ain't really boxers, you know what I'm saying? Like skilled boxers. These dudes are fighters, brawlers, who have a little bit of skill getting in the ring and, again, chasing money. That's all they're doing is chasing the bag, right? So, hey, be careful what you wish for, bro. Because, and again, if you really real, then start talking to some people that's still in the game. That's still right outside, right. Like you said, right outside the game or still in the game. If you big and bad, start calling out some of these, even some heavyweights that are fighting right now that don't really have a name, right? Call them out, right? Call them out. Like, man, I want to fight this cat because he ain't one shit. All right, cool. Go fight this dude, right? It might not make the big bag, but you're talking about the respect factor here. They don't care about respect. All they care about is the money.
Right. Well, let's pray some let's play some real fighters. So Jermall Charlo got down yesterday, and he won by unanimous decision. We'll check out some of the highlights on that. You know, it's crazy, man. Like, the Charlos are stars, and they're good fighters. Charlo Brothers, I always get you confused, but I know one of you got jobbed on that Tony Harrison fight. I think JB and I watched that together. I think that was some right, bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, man, like, with the Charlo that's in, I guess, super middleweight, like, dude, what does this dude have to get to do to fucking fight Canelo or like someone like up there? Because I mean, it's like he's undefeated. He retained the WBC World Middleweight title, Jermall, that is. So he took care of this cat Montiel, who, you know, Mexican fighter, stood in front of him, threw, took some shots. You know how it goes down.
Yeah, but,
yeah, exactly. So when you look at kind of the landscape, it's like, where do you feel like, you know, it's like shit, the Charlos. What do you feel like is next for them for real?
I just feel like it just has everything to do with publishing, not publishing, but with their people, if you will, right? I don't know what the fuck I'm kind of thinking of the word.
Like publicists, their brand, marketing, that type of stuff.
So yeah, you know, like everybody's under a different, you know what I'm saying, whatever, has contracts with whoever and so on and so forth. So I think it's all about the formalities, which is why we can't get some of the fights that we want to see. We've talked about this in previous episodes. Like, this person, okay, they got to deal with Showtime. And this person, they got to deal with such and such. And they can't fight outside of this contract. And they can't fight outside of this. And, like, you know, so their promoters won't fight because this promoter ain't rocking with this promoter, so they can't get in cahoots with fights and that.
The politics, yeah.
Right. We've always said this on our podcast, is that, like, if it's a fight that needs to happen, then we need to make it happen, right? Point blank, period. There needs to be money agreements. There needs to be TV agreements. There needs to be all kind of shit. And, like, let's make it happen, right? Because this is what the fans want to see. But, of course, you know, cash rules everything around them. So, we won't see some of these big-time fights. Like, the Charlo brothers won't get some of these big-time fights because of the people that they're dealing with. And it's a shame because these guys are stars, like you said. So, let's, you know, make boxing to the point where, like old school boxing, right? If it's a fight that needs to happen, make it happen. Point blank, period.
Yeah, and I think at this point, the commissions, WBC, WBC, WBO, IBF, whoever the fuck is involved, I mean, look, it's Showtime, PBC. Normally, PBC is like on Fox and shit. Mm-hmm. So they need to come up with it, an agreement so they can, you know, because they've done it before, like right. with Floyd and Manny.
Right.
They just show this shit on HBO and Showtime, and it right. still made buku money.
You know,
so
what?
They
you
can figure
I'm,
it out.
You know what I'm thinking, Ben? There needs to be some kind of independent, like, safe ground where they can Correct. Say, okay, we're gonna fight on this platform, right? And it's going to be a safe ground for both spots or both, you know what I'm saying, agreements to come in and say, bam, this is how much money that we have to give this platform for them to fight on. This is how much money we're going to get from it. And then now we have that agreement. There has to be some kind of safe zone where they can all say, okay, you know what? I want to make this fight happen. Well, let's contact this spot or this network and say, all right, bam, let's make it happen here. Because we got obligations here. Well, you got obligations here. Well, ain't nobody got obligations here. So let's see if we can get that money tied into this platform and show these fights and make these fights happen.
Yeah, speaking of giving people what they want to see, shout out to Gabe Rosado. I've seen him around in L.A. I've really like interacted with him before, but I've seen him around. He's had an interesting career. He's had some big wins. He's taken some tough losses, but man, talk about giving the people what they want to see. Jimmy, I don't know if you saw this, but watch this head. Back out!
Oh, I seen it. You talking about Flush? Woo! He called
it. It was
boy.
So. Oh my God!
Oh boy, hey,
stay
boy,
down, young fella. Stay
dude,
down.
Dude,
oh my God! Boom!
Ooh,
textbook.
Oh, yeah.
He threw a right cross and he slipped. That was like he was in the gym. Good God Almighty!
He caught that boy right there, bro. Ooh,
oh,
shit. They say the hardest punch and the best punch you're gonna throw is the ones you don't see, right? So, like you said, he did. He caught that one. He was slipping and he brought it all around, twisted that foot and back up.
Yeah, got him. Ooh, just what we want to see. And finally, JB, I know this is going to warm your heart. Pretty sure you were paying attention to this. And run back our last episode, JB and Benny Blue Review, on YouTube and all social media. And we're putting full episodes on IG now. Don't fucking sleep on us either. Make sure to subscribe and all of that. We are praising the ladies last week. Clarissa Shields, Simone Biles. But, the Olympics are right around the corner. And, Sha'Carri Richardson, 21 years old, LSU product out of Dallas, Texas. Punchline of this, if she's fast as hell, here's the race right here. She is in the lane right here where we got the
number
with
five,
that.
She's in the middle, baby. Prime time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Funny part, they got out on her, Benny. They got out on her. Now watch her cruise out. Let me get that. Yep. Let me get all that. 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 Right? So, horrible start. But, man, her wheels, her turnover is like that. But that's just grit and determination and staying focused and understanding that this is what I train to do, so I'm going to do it, right? And she says it, and I love the way she says it. She was like, when I race, it's just me and that clock. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not running against nobody. I'm looking at that clock. And so she's literally watching that big clock, and she turning it, man. And then, you know, to see her go hug her grandmother, man, that, you know, she lost her biological mom. To hear her talk about her family, and, you know, she's a mother. Right, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken,
oh,
she's a mom. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, like, it's, she's special, bro. Like, she's special for real, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I look forward to seeing our 4x1 team. Like, bro, our 4x1 team going to be, ooh-wee. Goodness gracious, bro. Nasty. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be nuts. But, man, shout out to baby girl. Looking like, you know, a young Flojo, you know what I'm saying? Got the nails and the hair, you know what I'm saying? And she got her swag right and just won a race, you know what I'm saying? And she running up the stairs, man, to go hug her grandma, bro. That's dope as hell. You understand me? So shout out to her. I got a little lump in my throat, man, when she was talking and she started to cry at the end. And the passion, man, is just the passion of work, bro. You know what I'm saying? Of putting in work and then getting the reward of the work. And then just remembering everybody who was there for you and kept you, like she said, kept her grounded. And then to have success and have the success, man, that's special, bro. That's special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, look, listen. You know, we don't really cover the Olympics too much on here, but that was a trial. So I think there's another, the young lady who hugged her first. I think she got second place. She was in the lead most of the race, like you said, based on Shikari's start, but obviously how she finished. So I'm guessing maybe it's like the top three, top four, whoever's going. It was the Olympic trials. Oh, yeah. But as you said, I don't know who the world competition is, whoever's out there, but whoever's out there, you're in trouble.
From what I understand, yeah. I was reading some comments, you know, when I first saw the video, and there's some couple. Of course, there's always going to be some girls in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, that are ready to smoke something. Yeah. But that's why I said, like, I can't wait. No pun intended. I'm sorry. So I can't wait to – I just want to see that 4x1 because that's going to be epic, right? If you got the girl who was second place on there because she's going to be on there, and then you got our girl's car, come on, man. Like, that's two legs right there, and then you already know we the best of the best. So now they might even mess around and break the record from the last 4x1, right? And we had it with Southern Miss at the top. We had a young lady on there 4x1 who ran the last leg, man.
Oh, no. I
can't think of her name right now, but she's been an Olympian and she's been doing it for quite a while. So shout out to her. Shout out to Shikari. Hey, I've been a fan of this young lady for the last 3 years, man. Since the first time I saw her run at LSU, I was like, man, this girl is dynamite.
Yeah, man. Well, look, reviewers, we appreciate you dropping some comments and dropping some questions, but we're going to get on up out of here. But before we do, oh, it's a special Father's Day edition of We Need Us, where JB talks to the fathers, the kids, the grandfathers, the uncles, anybody who's playing a legitimate father in a young person's life. Damn it, he's talking to you. I'm not a father, so I can't speak to it. But JB, the floor is yours. What do you got to say on this Father's Day, sir?
We're important. Just know that. And when I say that, I mean that it's instrumental that a young person has a man in their life. Women, young ladies, girls, so that they can see how a man is supposed to treat a woman. And then young men, so that they can see how a man is supposed to conduct himself as far as business goes and in public and dealing with a woman and so on and so forth. We are important. And just setting great examples as men, getting educations and working and doing things that we're supposed to do and taking care of family and loving and showing love and giving love and being vulnerable, right? Like, you ain't got to be He-Man all the time, right? That's not what it takes. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of different things, and vulnerability is one of them. Like, your kids have to be able to understand that you're a human being, right? And that you go through struggles and trials and tribulations, and you hurt, and you know what I'm saying? You get angry, and you get upset, and you get sad, and you get scared, and all of those things. But then when you stand up, it just makes it that much more significant, and it shines that much brighter to that young person, and they see that happen, and it's big time. So we're important. Just understand that. And I'm calling out to men to be men and to stop running around acting like girls and to take responsibility and grab the reins, and let's start to protect, right? And let's start to lead. And let's start to grow, and let's start to educate again. Let's just be men. I don't know how to say it. Like, let's just be men again, right? Be men. Fathers, it's one thing. Anybody with a dick can be, any man with a dick can be a father, right? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Furious Style, right? For real, right? You got what it takes to be a dad by putting your dick in a woman and letting it sit there, you know what I'm saying, when the time comes. That's all that's required to be a father, right? You just father the child. But to be a dad, you know what I'm saying, and to be a father figure in a young kid's life and to rock with that, man, is super important. And you'll see the difference in the child when they have that father figure, that statue of a man in their life. And that's that, man. Shout out to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. Shout out to the mothers that's holding it down. Single moms, I'm sorry, is what it is. We made jokes about it. My homeboy sent a meme to our DM, Vinny, about those single mothers, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to chime in on Father's Day. But shout out to them, man, you know what I'm saying, because they're holding that down. They shouldn't have to. Shout out to the uncles, right? that's stepping in, you know what I'm saying, for dads.
Mentors, uncles, yeah, you know grandfathers
out,
yeah, stepping
shout
in.
Shout out to everybody, every man that's stepping in and that's taking care and raising up the youth, man. So shout out to y'all, man. This has been episode 184 of the JB and Benny Boo Review. Hit us up on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter. Shout us out, man, you know what I'm saying, at JB and Benny Blue, as you see on the bar below. 5-star reviews on iTunes. Follow us, like, subscribe on YouTube. We have lots of content, JB's Hog Talk. We have, of course, our podcast. Get our merch, man. You see what it is. Super Kyler, you know what I'm saying? Bird Gang all day. You know what I'm saying? Iron Ain't Lying. Of course, we need us because we do. JB and Benny Review OG. Dad hats and Don't Be Dumb sweaters. Yeah, we got all that. Tap in, man, all you can. Again, we got that Suns gear coming soon. It's been another great episode. Appreciate everybody that joined in. Even if you didn't say nothing, if you just tapped in just to look and see what's going on, if you're loving what you're hearing, just continue to do your thing and show your face and time and chime in next time, right? Tell your friends about us. We here and we ain't going no damn where. It's only going to get better. We got a phone line, Benny. What is our phone line?
Oh, 818-850-2804. Who, Mike Jones, at the Savage Hotline? You can leave a message, and we right. will play it on this show. And you'll also hear it on the podcast. So anytime, right. if we listen, we know summer's coming. You're out with the family. You know, you're trying to get into some strange out in the bars. You know what I'm saying? L.A. and Phoenix, we see you, you slick motherfuckers. The world is back. We got priorities. But during the week, you can run this back as a podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can subscribe there. But leave us a message, man, 818-850-2804, and that is it. Episode 184, we love you, we appreciate you, and until next Sunday, we are out, baby. Peace.
Holla.
Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue, and damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code FREESHIPPING at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at TrendsCollab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a great offer on a new Honda and be on your way to remote beach weekends, deep forest discoveries, and sunsets next to a campfire that you built yourself. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda CR-V, Ridgeline, or the all-new 2022 Civic.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Exclude Civic Type R. See dealer for financing details.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.